It's Financial Freedom Friday, and on this episode of the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, we are going to expose how loan payoffs and refinancing impacts passive investors.
Hey Mavericks, this is Ava Baukamp, and this episode of Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks is brought to you by Legacy Impact Investors. We are an industrial investment firm located in cash flow country, the Midwest. We strive to shield off risk and beat inflation, all while producing predictable cash flow. We curate real estate investment opportunities for busy professionals and other real estate investors seeking passive income. To learn more about what we do and connect with me, go to www.legacyimpactinvestors.com.
Maverick, noun, unusual person, a visionary, leader, go-getter, an independent thinker. They see the vision for their life and pull that future towards them with an unyielding belief that things can and must be better. They achieve what most won't. Innovative, influential, daring, and direct, with a remarkably high tolerance for taking calculated risk. A foe to the status quo. This is Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks. Your host, Neil Timmons, has been involved with over $300 million in real estate transactions. He's a published author, commercial property investor, and real estate syndicator. This show is for those who want to learn how to earn passive income through real estate investing. Now, here's your host, Neil Timmons.
Welcome to the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, where we provide you with actionable steps to grow your passive income and become job optional. It's Financial Freedom Friday, and I'm here with Neil Timmons. During this episode, you are going to learn about why you need to pay attention to loan payoff terms. For those of you who are new, I'm your host, Ava Baukamp, and I love to educate investors about passive income from real estate. Before we open up today's episode, I want to ask you for a small favor. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a thumbs up or subscribe to the show so that you never miss a valuable episode. And if you love what you're hearing, please give us a written review. Also, be sure to take a look at the description of this episode as we have it packed with thousands of dollars in free resources. All right, Neil, welcome to another Financial Freedom Friday. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. It's good to be here. It's going to be a fun conversation. And we're into the weeds here with today's conversation, but it's so valuable for past investors to really understand this when they're looking at investing into a deal.
Yep, absolutely. We are in the weeds, and this is the third episode in a series of three all about commercial loans, debt, and how that impacts you as a passive investor. So I wanted to open up today's episode with a brief overview of an article I pulled from the Commercial Observer that reported a luxury apartment building in San Francisco lost half of its value in 5 years. So it was a 754-unit apartment building that is now worth about $264 million. It was valued at a whopping $546 million just in 2018. The debt on the property is around $384 million. And it's not because of occupancy issues. The occupancy of the building as of March of this year is actually 92%. The math doesn't add up, but in the space of 5 years, you went from a valuation of $546 million to $264 million, and now you have a debt service of $384 million. So the mortgage is now significantly higher than the building's value, and that puts people in a tough spot. So I wanted to use that headline as a demonstration to really drive home the point of why loan terms, even if they're not super exciting, are very important to passive investors. Your returns can be impacted by the loan, by refinancing, different fees, consequences associated with selling or refinancing that property. And it's important for you to understand what the exit consequences are, what the exit options are before you invest, so you can evaluate whether or not the loan structure ultimately will even create an adverse incentive down the road to buy you out of the deal. So it's very important for you to understand how these loan terms and structures can impact you as a passive investor. Just want to do a quick reminder. We talked about this in detail over the last two episodes, but the top four holders of commercial real estate debt actually hold 92% of the market share there. So 50% goes to banks and thrifts, just about 17% to GSEs, government sponsored enterprises, just about 13.5% are securitized, and another 12% or so are held by insurance companies. Neil, do you want to give everyone an overview really quick about the maturities that we're going to see over the next handful of years?
Yeah, the total debt pool of all commercial mortgages is about $5.8 trillion. From 2023, so this year, as we record this, through 2027, it's estimated that $2.3 trillion, I'm rounding just a little, $2.3 trillion will come due, totally payable. The interest rates are going to reset. About half, roughly half of all commercial loans come due from now through 2027, under 5 years. So tremendous amount coming due.
And a lot of passive investors are wrapped up in that number because those commercial mortgage maturities impact passive investors that are invested in deals where there is a loan coming due and things have shifted. And now perhaps the investment that looked really great 3 years ago is in some hot water.
And it's not because of the operations of the property, right? It's solely because that rates went from 3 or 4, roughly, to 7 or 8 in today's world. And the math just doesn't work anymore.
Yep. And that's why it's so important as a passive investor to evaluate those loan terms and make sure that you, as much as possible, can mitigate that risk factor. Quick refresh that most commercial mortgages are shorter terms, so 5 to 10 years, maybe down to 3, but they're amortized. So the payments are divvied up over 20 to 30 years, but then you have the entire thing is due and payable after the term of the loan. So even though the AM schedule is really long, the loan term is much shorter with a big lump payment at the end of it. And lenders often, they will have debt service coverage ratio requirements where the property has to produce so much income per month over the debt that's there in order to stay in compliance. And that's where you're seeing a lot of properties getting into hot water here recently. So, Neil, can you talk a little bit about if you're an owner and you're in the position of your loan is coming due, what are your options? What's next?
You got three options. Well, two options, and there's one way to get there. So sell or refinance. You either sell the property or you refinance the property. If you refinance the property, you end up with two options there. That's why I said three. You're either going to be able to do a refinance and get it to work, or you're going to do the refinance, but you're going to write a check to get it to work, that you do not have enough equity in the property to get the math to line up to where the bank is comfortable with their risk. And you're going to have to bring more equity. You got to write a check to be able to get there.
Yep. Each of those options comes with fees, costs, and lots of work to actually get that refinance or that sale done. Sale, if it doesn't interfere with any of the loan terms, will be relatively straightforward. When it comes to a refinance, if it's with the existing lender, it might be a little bit smoother. But many loans include penalties for refinancing too soon with another lender. Ultimately, the lender wants to keep that loan on their books and they want to avoid losing your business to another competitor. In the case of a refinance, why would an owner want to refinance? Relatively simple, straightforward reasons here. They have to because their loan is up. They're looking for better terms on the loan. Perhaps interest rates have shifted and they're looking for a better interest rate. Maybe they want to access equity in the property. Very similar to a cash out refinance in the residential space. The same thing can be done in commercial real estate. Perhaps it was a value add project. And when they purchased the property, it was worth much less than it is today now that they've completed that value add business plan. And so they're going to pull equity out of the project. And another reason why an owner will refinance is to get investors out of the deal. So sorry about that one, limited partners, but it is true. Neil, can you talk a little bit about how that actually works, how a refinance pulls limited partners out of a deal?
Are you a passive real estate investor seeking financial freedom? Well, today's market's unique and it's ever-changing. Now is the time to get educated on how to strategically invest in commercial real estate for long-term financial freedom. Grab your copy of How to Passively Invest in a Changing Economic Environment. Go to www.mavericksinvest.com. Depends on the structure of that agreement, but there are a number of structures out there that have certain thresholds. If the returns hit a certain matrix, the GP is allowed to refinance and send all the money back, the initial investment, send it back along with the returns to meet the threshold back to the limited partners. And that's it for the limited partners. They're out of the deal. The general partner keeps that deal. And by the way, it's not like it's not disclosed. All those things are 100% disclosed to you as a limited partner. You know that going into the deal. So you'd be signing up for it. So they're not going to pull the wool over your eyes.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. We wanted to cover some common challenges or hurdles that might come into play when refinancing or paying off a loan that are baked into the loan terms. And this is why it's very important as you're evaluating your opportunities as a passive investor to make sure that you're looking into deals through a general partner who's got lots of experience and is willing to go into the weeds and the details on the loan term. So we've got prepayment penalties involved, refinancing, but interest rates have gone up. So this is what a lot of people are running into right now. They had a loan a couple of years ago with a lower interest rate, and now interest rates have gone up and they need to refinance. And that's where a lot of people are getting pinched. Another snag is refinancing, but income is down due to a variety of different factors that can make refinancing very difficult. Loan to value, like I mentioned in the opener, looking at needing to refinance, but the actual value of the property for a number of different factors went down from when it was purchased. Another way we get into snags with refinances is failure to account for potential risks and downsides. And obviously, then there are things that no operator can plan or foresee, but there's a lot of different factors that go into making a successful refinance or sale. So Neil, we want to talk about some of the acronyms, terms that passive investors might hear around refinance or sale, and we've got four of them. So can you kick us off with prepayment penalty?
Prepayment penalty. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's imposed by the lender when a borrower pays off the loan before a specified period of time, often before the maturity date, and in some cases, just in a different scenario, but a defined period of time. They're intended to compensate the lender for that interest income that they would have earned had that loan continued. And there's different kinds of penalties. Primarily, it's just a fixed percentage of the loan amount.
Yep. So prepayment penalty is kind of an umbrella, a bucket. A form of prepayment penalty is a yield maintenance penalty. This requires the borrower, if they're going to sell or refinance, to make a lump sum, so just one large payment to the lender, to ensure that the lender would receive the same yield, so those same amounts of interest payments on the loan, as if they had carried that loan through its full term. And depending on when that sale or refinance happens, this can be a fairly substantial cost. So that's important to be aware of as a passive investor to know if there's a yield maintenance penalty involved.
You know, the next one is the step down prepayment penalty. So this is where you have a defined amount and it steps down over a period of time. So I've seen it in multiple places on a 5-year loan. I've seen it with a 5-4-3-2-1, meaning if you pay off the loan in year one, there's a 5% penalty. 5% of the outstanding mortgage balance is due in the prepayment penalty. I've also seen it in 3-2-1-0-0. So on a 5-year loan, the last 2 years, year 4, year 5 are zero. There is no cost to prepay in that scenario. You just have it in the first 3 years. They stack it on the front end. I've also seen it where you have the step down basis, but only if you refinance with another financial institution. So meaning that if you sold the property, there is no prepayment penalty. Lenders really want to protect themselves. They don't want to be boxed out by another lender. If you are going to refinance it, they want you coming back to them to have that conversation.
Definitely. Last up, less common, defeasance cost. So if the borrower doesn't want to pay those prepayment penalties and opts to refinance, they may face defeasance costs. And this involves essentially substituting the existing loan with another cash flowing asset. So essentially making the lender whole in terms of their cash flow, but swapping out with another cash flowing asset. Most common, this is US Treasuries that produce the same cash flow for the lender. And the benefit here to the lender is they still have that cash flow, but less risk. And the borrower is simply responsible for covering the costs associated with making that swap, essentially. So lots of technical terms, but we wanted to run over those for you as a passive investor so you're aware of what they mean and how they might impact you. This may not be on the face the most exciting or exhilarating topic, but as we wrap up this short series on lending and loans, we wanted to take it back to the number one rule of investing, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, which is to never lose money. Now, this isn't actually possible for anyone because every investment has risk, but it's absolutely critical that as a passive investor, you're able to actually evaluate those risks. And we are hearing, Neil and I are hearing from plenty of operators right now that they are going through some rough spots. You might not hear about it. People aren't as active posting about it on LinkedIn because it's a lot flashier to post about what's going well. But a lot of people are going through capital calls and foreclosures, and they do feel terrible about how this impacts their investors. That's part of investing. But the number one rule has to be kept in mind. You have to protect yourself, protect your downside, and try as much as possible to never lose money. And how can you protect yourself as a passive investor? The most simple and free way to do this is to ask questions. Ask questions, educate. Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, that's a great way to do that. And here are a couple of quick questions that you can use as a passive investor to evaluate those loan terms and just get a good picture about how they might impact you. So number one is ask if there are any prepayment penalties. What's the structure for paying off a loan? It might be different for a refinance or a sale. Make sure you ask about both. If yes, there are prepayment penalties, ask about, is there a step down? Is there yield maintenance? What are the requirements there? And in either of those cases, ask how that's being covered, who's paying for it, and how it might impact your returns specifically. If it's a value add project, just so you know, as an investor, once that refinance happens, are you staying in the property? Are you staying in the deal? Are you being completely taken out? Are they giving you back some of your initial investment and still keeping you in the deal? Just make sure you have a good understanding of how either a sale or a refinance impacts you. In general, again, always pay attention to the loan terms, interest rate, amortization, because that has a big impact on you and your potential returns and risk in the investment. Neil, do you have any closing thoughts about loans and how that impacts investors?
Your questions are spot on. I would ask really what the intent of your questions is to understand what type of loan it is. And really, does the loan line up with the business plan? You want to make sure it does. It's what's correlated with the business plan. And it'd be great to build in or have some additional flexibility. Having a 3-2-1-0-0, so there's no prepayment penalty in year 4 and year 5, gives you a lot of flexibility as to when you'd either refinance or when you would sell a property. So understanding that it lines up with the business plan and allows for some flexibility that's there. Just continue to ask questions, and you're doing the right things by educating yourself. Ask questions. And the more you know, the better off you're going to be in protecting yourself and evaluating the risks associated with your investment opportunity.
Thanks for tuning in to our quick series on loans and how that impacts you as a passive investor.
To our listeners, pat yourself on the back. You guys have made it to the end of the show, and most people never finish what they start. If you receive value from today's show, be sure to share it on LinkedIn, your Facebook page, or your social media platform of choice. Subscribe to never miss a valuable episode in the future. And if you found value in today's episode, give us a thumbs up with a positive review. If there's a particular topic you'd like to hear about, well, I want to hear from you. Shoot me a message on LinkedIn. The link to my profile is below in the show notes. You can connect with me there for more valuable content.